If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
With Elizabeth Peake, my colleague. She's a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News. She has a column up at Fox News right now with quotes written by New York Times, very prominent New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof. The title of the piece was President Biden, I've Seen Enough, following the debate of last week. And Mr. Kristof writes, I hope he, the president, reviews his debate performance and withdraws from the race, throwing the choice of a Democratic nominee to the convention in August, end quote. Liz, that's the romantic Hollywood version. Right now, there's no reason to believe that an open convention would settle anything. It would, in fact, stir everything up into trouble. And there was already talk that there was going to be trouble in Chicago because of protests by well-meaning but misinformed people over the Israeli situation. So right now, does the party in your measure have a way of dealing with this without an open convention and the wounds that that would open in America?
The only way that there can be any sort of civilized process here, I think, is that Joe Biden decides to step aside. He confers with all the grandees of the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, et cetera, and Kamala Harris, and they decide that the DNC will nominate someone in his place. And I have to tell you, of all the people out there who want to throw their hat in the ring, and apparently Gretchen Whitmer is aggressively campaigning for this. Obviously, Gavin Newsom, Jay Pritzker, all these people are hovering, hoping that they'll be tapped in case there is a change. I mean, I don't think Kamala Harris goes anywhere. I think she's number one. She's been working for over a year to line up superdelegates they know who they are, and that those would be the people, if there's a hung vote at the convention, would make the decision, would come in and vote and make the decision. She's been lining those people up. She has been courting donors left and right. You know, after the debate, I think she had 4 fundraisers in one day. I mean, she is really on the trail. And I just think that what happened when LBJ stepped out is ultimately you had Hubert Humphrey. And, you know, there were a lot of people like Gene McCarthy who running at the left who were more popular, but they just decided that anything other than that would be hideously disruptive. And I think the same decision would apply now.
And also about the process ahead of us, we're told, and all we have is rumors. It's all we ever had, but the rumors didn't used to be on the front page of the New York Times. All we have is that people are talking routinely now about what they've seen of the president's conduct in this last year, especially. The FT has a piece talking about how a CIA briefer noticed it a year ago. That's in the FT. So are you anticipating this will become even more troublesome as we learn more about the last years?
I think that's interesting. I frankly have been extremely impressed by the solidarity of the Biden White House. It's 3.5 years. You've not had a single person leave the White House, as so many did under President Trump, and start blabbing to the public about what's really going on in the White House. And, you know, John, Democrats, and honestly, I'm astonished that anyone is astonished at how feeble Joe Biden is. You and I and many, many others have known this for a long time and speculated openly who's running the show. Well, guess what? No one has come out of the White House and said, here's who's actually running the show. It's Samantha Powers and Susan Rice and Jeff Zients or, you name it, Ron Klain. We don't.
Anita.
Yeah,
Dunn.
We don't.
Yes, Bob Bauer.
Yeah, we don't know who is running the show, and no one's told us. So, you know, kudos to them. Now I think the dam has broken. People are worried about their jobs, frankly, in a White House that seems to be in disarray. So I think, you will see more revelations of this kind. leaked to Axios, leaked to Politico, maybe the New York Times. You can't cover this up. And Joe Biden is not well. I think we all, finally, everybody saw it. It's not going to be helped by teleprompters and new makeup. He's not well.
And the donor class, have they already left him, Liz? The Wall Street, that group.
Well, I think a lot. I think some have. You had big numbers reported for what he raised after the debate. I would argue a lot of that was already in place when the debate took place. Those events had been scheduled. Would you give him money? I surely wouldn't, unless I was, you know, I would give money to a PAC with the idea that that money might go to a different candidate. I sure wouldn't give money to the Joe Biden campaign at this point.
The Telegraph, and it's out of London, said that there were donors asking for their money back. So there is disorder. Elizabeth Peake, writing at The Hill, a columnist, writing at Fox News, a columnist. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bennett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM. Because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.